Hello, podcast enthusiasts. It's Jim Jaquetta, co-founder and CTO of Vidovation. Thanks for tuning in. I've got an exclusive treat for you, my wireless experts checklist. Please text the word podcast to 949-755-8881 to grab it and open the door to some engaging conversations. Again, text the word podcast to 949-755-8881. I look forward to chatting with you and sharing valuable production and broadcast insights. Don't forget to hit subscribe or follow to catch all future episodes. Your feedback is gold. Please leave a review and shape the future of this podcast. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.
Hi, I'm Emily Reggert, Senior Editor with NAB Amplify. I'm here today with representatives from VizLink and Vidovation. Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, how's it going?
Jim and Mickey, would you like to take some time to introduce yourselves and your backgrounds?
Yeah, great. My name's Mickey Miller. I'm CEO of VizLink. VizLink is a video-centric wireless network provider. Any medium, whether it's proprietary COFDM, 5G, bonded 5G, and 4G, any medium with an AI layer to make workflows more efficient. I've been in the tech industry for many years, and have built and sold companies along the way.
Great. Jim, how about you?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having us today. It was a pleasure to be here. I'm Jim Jaquetta, CTO and co-founder of Vidovation. We do quite a few different things. One of the things we're specializing or featuring here at the show is at-home production or REMI production. You know, using, producing a show with multiple cameras over an unmanaged network, whether that's cellular or the public internet. We also have, we represent and are partners with VizLink, so we represent many of their solutions, wireless from VizLink to their bonded cellular mobile viewpoint products. We also have a line of lower cost wireless solutions. And we're also working with a lot of media facilities offering enterprise IPTV and digital signage. So those are some of the things that we're doing and featuring here at the show today.
Excellent. So you told us a little bit about yourselves, a little bit of an intro about your companies as well. Mickey, is there anything else you'd like to add about VizLink?
Yeah, so along with Jim said, remote production is a key trend in the industry, as well as leveraging both cloud, big data, AI, and 5G in whatever medium. So when you look at our offering, what we've introduced for the show, one is our 5G for Live solution. It's a private network that's used for a multiple of different use cases, whether it's video uplink, remote camera control, tally, you name it. It's able to handle across the board. In addition, we've introduced, again, with that theme of remote production, our TerraLink REMI product, which is basically a four-camera encoder that allows you to have, again, tally, all the tools that you need to be able to remotely produce an event over SRT or whatever medium makes sense. So we find that hugely valuable. It's a very competitive cost to be able to remote produce a variety of different content. And as you know, content is so desirable in all types of formats that we're there to help our customers create more compelling and innovative content. So one of the things we've introduced is our Click product. This is either two 1080p feeds or one 4K HVC feed. So many times you can see it for like a camera shot and a shoulder shot. So very immersive, but whether it be motorsports or any type of sport, to be able to connect to that really compelling video that a lot of companies are looking for. And as well as, this is our traditional, what we call our HCAM. This is a proprietary COFDM network product that you'll see everywhere. There are 27 of these at the Super Bowl, at major events. You see this type of product. And what we've added on to it is now a 5G transmitter. So in a 5G environment, you can also leverage the encoder from this. So it allows a lot of flexibility for our partners to be able to do it in whatever mode is available. In addition, we have our bonded 4G, 5G solutions as well. So we're giving flexibility to our partners to be able to create all types of different content, because, you know, whether it's fast channels or traditional broadcasts, everybody's looking for new. This type of product, when you look at reality TV shows, game shows, huge product, because it gives you the flexibility. You don't have a cord and power cord to deal with.
Yeah, content is certainly the currency, not just at the show this year, but in terms of anything we're doing in the media and entertainment business. So can we talk about a little bit what you're hearing from customers? I don't know if you both would like to take this question, in terms of challenges related to the demand for content and how you're able to help address it.
Well, yeah, I think in our industry, and I'm sure Mickey will agree, there's always the challenge with that first mile, mm-hmm. getting the content onto the network, getting the content into the cloud. And Mickey purchased the company to solve that very problem. Mm-hmm. You know, their bread and butter is the microwave, getting it from the field to the truck. But if you use cellular, you can bypass the truck. You can do the at-home production, bring the video, bring ISO cameras back to your master control, hence the term at home. I produce the show at my home. But now with COVID, at home has now really become your home. There's people working from home. So they came up with that term years ago, and it's really applicable now. We're very pleased to work as a Vizlink partner. Mickey mentioned reality TV shows. A reality TV show in Mexico approached us, and Vidovation specified a bunch of this COFDM technology. They have a wide variety of products with the receiver built into the monitor for video assist, etc. So there's a number of different systems that we integrated into the workflow. At Vidovation, we like to solve problems. We listen to our customers, and together we felt Vizlink was the best choice, and they came up with a solid solution for that. We're also excited in partnering with Vizlink. They have a bunch of camera AI technology. One product that's not AI-based, it's called the Trolley. Mm-hmm. The Trolley, we have it in both of our booths. So with analyst talent working from home, during COVID, they didn't want a technician coming into the house. Wasn't allowed. So they make a nice little box. You open up the lid, a PTZ camera pops out. There's a monitor. The operator only has to know how to plug it in and hit the power switch and open a latch, and it's live. If the talent doesn't know how to frame the camera, there's a little remote. They can frame the camera from master control. Then they're also using AI in the studio and on sporting fields to capture content where, in the studio, you don't have the budget for camera operators. So it's PTZ cameras. This whole event could have been done multi-camera. And like right now, the AI would know that I'm speaking, so the camera would zoom tight in on me. Then if one of you speak, it would go wide, and the AI figures out and produces the show automatically. So that's in the studio. And then they have the IQ Sport, which is similar concept where they take several 4K images of the field and stitch them together, and the AI follows the soccer ball, it follows the hockey puck, and they're teaching it new sports. You know, it's a European solution, so the European solutions came first. Hockey, football is really soccer, but you guys are training it to do football now, right? That's coming next.
Yeah, we have it at a Division I school right now, where it's training, and it learns not only the movement of the ball, but also the rules of the game. And what's interesting, now we've taken that AI layer, and we can train it to what highlights are. So it knows that a highlight is created. So like if you want to say, you know, when this happens, it creates a highlight, or if two specific people are in the clip, then it will create a highlight. And that highlight can immediately be sent over social, or you can mint an NFT with it. And so there's a variety of things that you can do, and it's all machine driven. And then downstream, you know, there's so much content coming in that both news producers, sport producers, everyone's looking, okay, I can't look at it all. Because when you look at what we do, we want to get as much content to that can be remotely produced. But then when you do that, how then do you manage all that content? And that's where we use our AI to identify, you know, this is what you're looking for. This is a highlight. This is what, you know, after a football game, for instance, you know, it automatically creates a highlight reel that you can then send right out to whatever feed you'd like to. And so given that ability to have machines make those decisions and whittle down the decisions that humans need to make, we see a lot of value, and our customers see that as a lot of value.
I'm really just struck by how many different trends and buzzworthy topics the two of you have mentioned in the past 5 minutes.
We're just getting started.
Like, what does that mean?
I mean, like, I think you've been pretty good at staying away from like any of the more obscure acronyms. But I mean, like, you're clearly on the content train. You're clearly on the next edge. And you've also been looking down the road at things like what was at home when it really is in your living room,
right,
and where it's going next. So I'm curious if there are any other trends that you haven't touched on yet, since you said that you were just getting started, and where you think things are going in 2023 and maybe even beyond for your business.
You want to take that?
So one of the common questions that I get, I don't know if you get this question too, Mickey, maybe you do. Well, you offer a number of different bonded cellular solutions. 5G is here. Aren't you going to be out of business? So I grew up in New York, so I know traffic, but you don't know traffic till you move to California, because they don't have trains. There's no trains, no public transportation. So you have to drive, and the bus is scary, or they don't have that many buses. So I use that analogy. Since I've been living in California about 13 years now, they've been continuing putting more lanes on the highway. So you think traffic's going to go away. More people, the second there's a new lane, they fill it with more cars. So I use the same analogy. 5G, they're going to fill the highway with more bandwidth. There's going to be more uses, more consumer uses. The carriers have been promising a quality of service or a private channel for us media vendors to use to get a higher level service. One of these years, they'll figure it out. I mean, it feels fundamentally they could do it if they want to, but there's restrictions. Net neutrality gets in the way. So 5G, and then also the other thing is people don't remember is we're pushing the video out. As a consumer, when we're using our phone, we're watching Netflix, Hulu, whatever your flavor of choice. The downlink is fast. And the 5G that's out there now, it's 5G from the tower to your phone. The core of the tower is still 4G.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember years ago when 3G came out, there was litigation. It's really 3G light. It's not. So we're not fully 5G yet. And then if we're talking 5G, it's the sub 6 gigahertz 5G. It's not the millimeter wave stuff, the really high throughput stuff. We've done some testing with Verizon. We've done some proof of concept. But where I see the big benefit in 5G is, yes, we'll have more bandwidth, but the latency will be lower.
Mm-hmm.
So we can be more aggressive. Cellular needs some buffering because it's a choppy network. So the network will be more consistent. It'll have lower latency. And everyone wants, I mean, you do low latency camera systems. They want the latency essentially zero. So we can get there. We can get closer to that with 5G for sure.
Yeah. And one thing I think 5G will do over time is not just on the production side, but on the distribution side. So as consumers, a lot of our customers want to talk to us about how can we customize specific feeds to whoever your favorite player is, your favorite driver, or whatever is of interest to you, to customize that. So 5G in the downlink element of that allows you to do many of those things. So it's going to be about more content, more compelling content that's customized to the individual viewer. And then how do you stay connected to your customer? That's what our customers want to know. How we can use technology to allow them to stay connected to their customer beyond the 3-hour day when they're at that sporting event.
Yeah. You're talking about a lot of like basic supply and demand challenges, you know, like with 5G, there's just going to be more demand driven up, and there's a lot of a traffic cop issue as well. So these are all really great points that you two have raised. And I believe we have about a minute left. So if there's any final words that you guys would like to impart, please take the opportunity.
Well, thank you for coming. We're very glad you're here. And we'll continue to innovate and so that all of us as consumers can get that content the way we like it when we want it.
Yeah, I think Mickey touched on it. We talked about it earlier, too. I'm encouraged, like Amazon doing Thursday Night Football. There have been mm-hmm. some growing pains, some bandwidth challenges. We won't get into that. Maybe we can solve that for Amazon.
That's right.
But more content. So there's a bigger demand for content. So we do a lot of work with the PGA. And for the many of the Masters tournaments, they will use Microwave, Mickey's core technology. But for the Korn Ferry, basically like the AAA, the minor leagues of golf, you have to work your way up to get to the I'm not a golf expert. I'm a behind-the-scenes guy. But to work your way up to the Masters, there's lower tiers. And there's not the budget, the advertising dollars like the Masters tournaments as the Korn Ferry tournament. So we're doing the Korn Ferry tournaments. We're getting more content to the Golf Channel, more coverage to the internet, where 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, golf fans could not see that content. So Mickey and I are offering lower cost solutions to capture that content where the budgets for the gear and the personnel are not there, and we're solving those problems.
Yeah. One last comment about the PGA. 10 years ago, the PGA had one person that handled the IT and comms and video. Now there's over 100 people. They want to be able to film every single shot by every single player. So, I mean, that's just one example of one brand, but that's happening across the board.
And I can second all of that as the sister of a brother who worked for the PGA in the ops.
Yeah.
So that's you may think golf is a boring sport, but putting it all together is far from a slow-paced game.
Yeah.
So thank you both for your time. I'm sure some of you have some questions, and you're encouraged to step over to the networking lounge and say hi to Mickey and Jim and learn a little bit more. And thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.